Southern California man sentenced to prison for defrauding buyers of gloves during pandemic. Los Angeles. An Orange County man was sentenced on August 23rd to 7 years and 3 months in federal prison for defrauding victims who paid more than $3 million for COVID-related medical protective equipment that was never delivered. Christopher Badzi, 63, of Lake Forest, pleaded guilty in downtown Los Angeles in April 2023 to 4 counts of wire fraud. Badzi told buyers he had access to millions of boxes of medical-grade nitrile gloves through his Irvine-based company, First Defense International Security Services Corporation. This type of personal protective equipment was in high demand and short supply during the COVID-19 pandemic. Badzi entered into contractual agreements with 3 companies, whom he required to provide a monetary deposit to inspect the gloves before delivery. Papers filed in Los Angeles federal court show. After receiving the deposits, Badzi instructed victim company representatives to travel to the Los Angeles area, where he claimed the gloves were stored in a warehouse. However, when victims attempted to visit the warehouse, Badzi and other FDI employees provided excuses as to why the gloves could neither be inspected nor delivered to them. Badzi instructed the companies to wire the deposits to accounts controlled by himself, FDI, or a co-schemer. Relying on Badzi's false statements, the companies wired a total of $3.23 million. The defendant used the deposit money to make expensive purchases, all while stringing would-be purchasers along with false stories, including absurd claims that government agents were blocking access to his warehouse of gloves, federal prosecutors argued in a sentencing memorandum. Badzi has forfeited all title and interest in money or items derived from his crimes, including a yacht, a pontoon boat, 2 Mercedes-Benz automobiles, 2 Ford pickup trucks, an RV, a tractor, 3 ATVs, miscellaneous fishing equipment, and $58,923 in cash, prosecutors said. Along with his 87-month prison sentence, Badzi was ordered to pay more than $1.9 million in restitution to victims, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office.